Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and glad especially to welcome visitors and guests. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and see us again. I do have a couple of announcements for you. One is, don't forget that there are flu shots available after our worship service today in the health room area, right where the old kitchen is. You can take care of that if you have a need to do that, and please just head back there and they'll have forms and things for you to do. Also, don't forget that the All Saints Sunday is coming soon. If you have names of those who have died since last November 1st that you would like to be remembered during that service, please turn them into the church office. We need those names by November 1st this year so that we can get the bulletin printed as appropriate. This Wednesday is our preschool fall festival, and please come and support our preschool and offer them. I'm sorry if I seem distracted. Connie, what are you doing? Okay.
I'm sorry I distracted you.
First of all, I want to thank everybody on behalf of all the ministries that are here for your wonderful gifts and response to hashtag before him. It's not too late. Remember that there's so many different needs that we can help and serve God in so many ways. And also, if you see the box out there across from the farm room, that's to collect the coats, warm hats and gloves, and some socks.
I was just thinking maybe that was your coat.
I donated mine being a pine.
So you're stuck with a... So back to the preschool fall festival. That is this Wednesday, and we invite you to come and offer your support. There are lots of activities. There's information in your Go and Serve about that as well. You may also see that the leisure timer trip tomorrow to Bishopville, and I have been given a note that the Leisure Timers actually have seats available on the bus for tomorrow's trip, and see Kathy Stutz after church if any of you would like to go. And she told me that that did not mean you have to be a Leisure Timer to go. If you happen to have the time and like to go on the trip, they'll be going tomorrow morning, and please speak to her about that. Sarah is on vacation this morning, right at the point where North Carolina, Georgia, and South Carolina kind of come together. She and Brandon took a few days. She'll be back later today in time for the youth activities that are later. And Logan, our seminarian, had a family activity that he needed to do today, so he is away today as well. And our music dude helpfully scheduled an anthem during communion, which meant that the communion assistants in your bulletin need to be in the choir. So my understanding is everybody you see on the back is changed. you'll figure it out. And there we go. All right, let's prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again. Let us confess our sins, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free.
We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us,
yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it outward.
Forgive us,
stir us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of your whole creation. Amen. God hears our cry and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives in the world. Our sins are forgiven. God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Created by you, let us live in your image. Created for you, let us act in your for your glory. Redeemed by you, let us give you what is yours. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Seated.
Thank you. A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness, and make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
There's a famous joke that tells of the pastor answering the phone at the church. "Grace Lutheran Church," the pastor said. The voice on the other end said, "This is the IRS. We need to verify some tax information submitted by one of your members. Can you help us?" The pastor replied, "I can try. What do you need to know?" The caller said, "Do you know a man named Ted Hooligan?" The pastor answered, "Why, yes, I do." The IRS agent asked, "Is he a member of your congregation?" The pastor replied, "Yes." And the agent asked, "Did he donate $10,000 to your church?" There was a long pause before the pastor answered, "He will." Jesus said to them, Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. It was a brilliant move, the Pharisees and opponents of Jesus thought. If they asked Jesus about taxes, they'd have him trapped. If he answered that you should not pay taxes, well then the Romans would have evidence of treason against the empire and handle their Jesus problem for them. On the other hand, if he answered that you should pay taxes, well, nobody likes to pay taxes. And with that answer, Jesus would alienate himself from the crowds, and their Jesus problem would go away then too. It was a brilliant plan. And so they came to Jesus and they asked. Jesus said, "Show me the coin used for paying the tax." So they brought out a coin. Jesus looked at it and said, "Whose image is this on the coin?" And they answered, "The emperor's." And Jesus said, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." Now, it was a brilliant answer, because the coin did bear the image of the emperor. But we bear the image of God. Genesis makes that clear. God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Jesus' answer to the Pharisees basically said, "You know, taxes really aren't the issue. The issue is, do you belong to God?" That's what our baptisms were all about. In our baptisms, we are made God's children. A wet cross is drawn on our foreheads, and the words are, "Child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever." Forever. The grace of God echoes through our lives. We belong. A story that has been around for a long time is the one about the seminary professor visiting in a Tennessee town. In a cafe, he fell into conversation with a stranger, and when the stranger found out that he was a seminary professor, he said, "Well, I've got a great story for you. See that mountain over there?" he said, pointing out of the restaurant window. "Not far from the base of that mountain, there was a boy born to an unwed mother. His father was never identified, and the boy had a hard time growing up because every place he went, he was always asked the same question. 'Hey, boy, who's your daddy?' Whether he was at school, in the grocery store, or a drugstore, people would ask the same question. 'Who's your daddy?' He would hide at recess and lunchtime from other students. He would avoid going to stores because that question hurt him so badly. When he was about 12 years old, a new preacher came to his church. The boy would always go in late and slip out early to avoid hearing the question, 'Who's your daddy?' But one day, the new preacher said the benediction so fast he got caught and had to walk out with the crowd. Just about the time he got to the back door, the new preacher put his hand on his shoulder and asked him, 'Son, who's your daddy?' The whole church got deathly quiet. He could feel every eye in the church looking at him. And then the preacher continued for all to hear. 'Wait a minute,' he said. 'I know who you are. I see the family resemblance now. You are a child of God.'
remember, you are a child of God. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Who's your daddy? Render to God the things that are God's. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Loving God of all, in your mercy you sent Jesus to save us, to tell us about your love, to show us your never-ending grace and mercy. Thank you, O God, for making us yours. Keep us in your heart and stay close to us every day. Lord, in your mercy, you have blessed us richly, generous Father. You have given us a wealth of resources and unending talents. Lead us continually to offer what we have and who we are in service to you. Fill us with generosity and compassion for others. Fill us with complete trust in you as we walk in faith. Lord, in your mercy, loving Savior, you fill our lives with joy. You reach into our needs with comfort and help. May your kingdom come among us now. May our world be shaped by justice and peace for all. May we know your love anew. Bring your love to those in any need, O God. Bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Father of love, create in us a strong resemblance to you. Help us to live our lives with your love, your mercy, your compassion, and your care for others. As you have claimed us and made us yours, may we be your servants and active agents in the world, seeking to do your will and work for good. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. God of life, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources of our life and our labor. Take them offered in great thanksgiving and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation through Jesus Christ, our Savior and light. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
God, our bread of life, our table and our food, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we may speak in a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.